Hey there, it's Jason Dibba. This is the Passion Podcast. Because we're all mostly at home right now, as we should be, and because Good Friday and Easter are only moments away, this week we thought we'd pull out a piece that we've never released before. It's a live element that the creative team at Passion had previously produced specifically for Holy Week, and it's called the Jerusalem Tapes. And of all things to show at a live event, it was designed as an in-room audio podcast experience, so it only makes sense that we should actually release it in its true podcast form at some point. So that's what we're doing today. And before I cue it up, let me also say that if you do not have plans for this Easter, for this Easter Sunday, if you don't have a church that you're connected with online, that you're growing with, then I would highly, highly recommend checking out Passion City Church online. This Sunday, just go to passioncitychurch.com or find us on YouTube or Facebook. I believe God is going to speak powerfully to us this weekend all across the world. Again, you can check out passioncitychurch.com for the gathering times. And now, without further ado, the Jerusalem Tapes.
Today's episode, 6 unedited tapes with added music, based on a true story in the Middle East. The Jerusalem Tapes, a podcast. Take 1 of 6.
It is Friday mid-afternoon, approximately 3 p.m. I'm currently located on the north side of Jerusalem, outside the city walls. I just arrived here an hour ago on the recommendation of a fellow correspondent who told me that many strange and pretty disturbing things have happened this week here in Jerusalem. It looks like I may be arriving at the culmination of these events. Currently, I'm witnessing an execution that is well underway. I'm not sure who these criminals are, but many spectators here at the scene appear to be very upset. Groups of men and women are standing at a distance, weeping outwardly. It's a very unusual execution. Excuse me, sir. I see that you're a Roman soldier.
I'm the commander of the 10th Legion, not a foot soldier.
Yes, sir. Commander, can you tell me what's going on here?
It's just an ordinary execution of some criminals.
Okay, I understand, but I can't help but notice there are a lot of people here who are very upset about this. Just 10 meters away, there's a group of men and women who are weeping and pulling their hair. What kind of criminal would warrant a response like this?
It's a complicated situation. The one in the middle claims to be some kind of king of the Jews.
Really? And is he?
Is he what?
Is he the king of the Jews?
Apparently not. The chief priest hated him. They took him to Pilate, and now he's here.
Okay, I understand, but what was his crime?
Look, I've got things to do. We're done here. We're about to wrap this up. The storm looks like it's going to be really bad. Antonius, Marcus,
excuse me, ma'am, are you able to speak? What's your name?
Mary,
and Mary, did you know this man who claims to be a king?
Yes, his name is Jesus.
Jesus, and can you tell me why is
all
it
right,
that...
let's wrap it up. Break their legs and let's get this over with.
Excuse me, I'm sorry, Mary, I will be right back. It appears the soldiers are breaking the legs of the criminals in order to speed up the crucifixion. They've skipped the man named Jesus. The commander's arguing with some soldiers. They're saying he's already dead.
Then put a spear in his side and take him down.
But they are... Oh, they're putting a spear into his side to make sure that he's dead. There's blood pouring out. What appears to be water? This is an awful sight. Excuse me, soldier. Did you know this man named Jesus?
What have we done? Surely, this was a righteous man.
He
here as a righteous man.
Tape 2 of 6. Saturday evening.
Okay. It's Saturday evening. I'm currently in the town of Bethany at the home of a man named Lazarus, and I'm here with Mary... Sorry, what was your last name?
Mary Magdalene.
So, Mary, yesterday we spoke only briefly, but you had mentioned that you actually knew Jesus, and from what I've gathered, a lot of people love this man. But what was it that made him so dear to so many people?
Jesus was the one who healed me. He changed my life. He was more than a teacher. He gave us hope. He taught us how to forgive and how to be forgiven. It wasn't that we loved him, but that he loved us. I don't even know how to say it. He was both man and God.
Okay, I understand, but if he was God, then how can he be dead? So now that he's gone, what do you think is going to become of his followers?
I don't know. I know that the other women and I, we're going to go to his grave tomorrow morning and anoint his body.
Do you think that the Roman soldiers are going to allow you to do that?
What do you mean?
Well, I was with Nicodemus and Joseph last night when they put the body into the grave. And the chief priest was there along with some of the Roman soldiers, and they've sealed the grave, and the Roman soldiers are standing outside of it, guarding it.
Why would they do that?
I asked the chief priest, and he said that the disciples were planning to steal the body.
Wait,
so
what?
Pilate has asked the soldiers to guard it around the clock.
No!
Mary, what are you going to do?
Tape 3 of 6. Sunday before dawn.
It's Sunday morning, very, very early. It's still dark outside. I'm with Mary Magdalene, and she's making her way to the gravesite. We've decided to go and investigate what's going on. Mary, do you know the way?
Yes, I know the way. I know where I'm going.
Mary.
What?
What are you intending to do when we get there? The guards aren't going to be pleased to see you. Tomb itself has a Roman seal on it. Even if they're asleep, they're going to know that it's been tampered with. The stone itself...
What was that?
I don't know. There's a bright light coming from the grave. You gotta go. I think I see someone up on the rock.
Wait, I can't see it. Soldiers look dead.
What's happened here? What's happened to these men?
Mary, look at the stone. It's been moved. The grave is open.
No.
Wait, not Mary, stop. Wait, stop
no.
What you're doing.
Stop it, I'm going inside.
No, wait.
I'm going inside.
Oh my. What is going on? Mary, describe what you're seeing.
Somebody took the body.
But those are the sheets that Nicodemus and Joseph wrapped his body in. I saw them do it. They're still right here, where the body was. I don't understand. I don't understand. What's going on?
I have to get Peter.
No, wait, Mary.
Mary, wait.
Tape 4 of 6. Peter.
Telling you,
Mary, listen to me. You've got to calm down.
So,
you are delusional.
Peter, I'm with Mary at what I assume to be the house of Peter.
There are
Peter.
Peter
seems skeptical of what Mary is seeing.
Listen, Mary. You don't know what you're saying. When did you see this? When was
Peter,
this?
I was just there. I was just at the grave, and the body is gone, Peter. Somebody took Jesus' body. The guards look dead. Something has happened. Peter, you have to do something.
I don't believe it.
I'm gonna go see it for myself.
I'm coming with you!
Now what, Mary?
I'm gonna go get the other women. And then I'm gonna go back to the grave.
Okay, I'm gonna go see if I can catch up with Peter and John.
Tape 5 of 6. Peter's report.
Okay, just for the record, can you tell me your name?
My name is Simon Peter.
And where are we right now? What is happening?
John and I are just returning from the grave where Jesus had been placed on Friday night.
What did you see?
I saw exactly what Mary Magdalene had told us. The Roman soldiers were there, although they were not dead. Someone must have knocked them out. The Roman seal was broken. Stone was rolled away. We looked into the tomb and the body of Jesus was gone. But the burial cloths were still there.
Somebody must have unwrapped the body and stolen it.
Who do you suspect may have stolen the body?
I don't know.
Pharisees.
John, it was not the Pharisees.
Then who do you think it might have been?
Listen, I told you. I don't know.
Then how do you know the body was stolen?
What other option is there? John, go and get your brother, the other James, and find Bartholomew, Thomas. We need to gather everyone and decide what must be done right away.
Tape 6 of 6.
Not hearing me. They're going to blame us.
Are you sure that you looked in the right grave?
Look, I know what I saw. John was with me. The grave was empty. Besides, what other grave was going to have Roman soldiers guarding it? I'm positive it was the one. Ask John if you don't
Peter,
believe me.
Mary's coming. Joanna and the others are with her. Make room. Let them in.
Peter, we saw him. We saw him in the garden. We saw him.
Okay, hold on. You saw who? Tell me what you saw.
We went back to the grave, and there was no one there. But an angel appeared to us.
Two of them appeared to
us. Yes, and one of them spoke to
us. What do you mean by angels? What did they look like?
Quiet, everybody listen. Let them speak. Mary, what did the angel say?
He said, why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how we told you while he was still with you in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again. And then he told us to come and tell you that.
What do you mean he is risen?
We saw him, Peter.
I know you saw the angel, but what did he mean? Where is Jesus' body?
No, Peter. No, we saw him. We saw Jesus. He's alive. We spoke to him. We worshiped him. He's alive, Peter. Jesus is alive. He was dead, but now he's alive again.
Final report. Immediately following this event, Peter returned to the gravesite. By then, the soldiers had already awakened and left. The empty grave did not convince Peter that Jesus was alive, because this proved unnecessary, as Jesus and Peter eventually met just a few hours later. Before the day had ended, Jesus appeared to his 11 primary disciples, except for Thomas, whom he would meet with 1 week later. In the 5 weeks that followed, over 500 people testified to meeting with Jesus in person, including myself. The most recent reports confirm that his grave is still empty.
That was the Jerusalem tapes. I hope it spoke powerfully to you about the remarkable reality of Good Friday and Easter, and I hope that you'll join us again this Easter online wherever you are in the world. Join us for our Easter gatherings at PassionCityChurch.com. And thanks, as always, for listening to the Passion Podcast.